case 11, well, we're trying to do on this. Case 11 is 21-873. Sir.
Good morning.
Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today, please?
Sergeant Elias Martz, M-A-R-T-Z for Middletown Police Department.
Okay, Sergeant, we heard from, Nancy heard from the appellant. She is, I think, out of state and can't get
she
here.
She called at 9:30 this morning.
Called at 9:30 this morning. Normally, I would just quickly indicate she's not here and that I'd entertain a motion. I just wanted to clarify. I wasn't sure from the record. Was the appellant the subject of the protective order, or was she the protected person?
My record indicates that she was the subject of a protective order. Which was enforced for a period of 417 days and answered no on the DPS 799C, which is grounds for a denial, even if it's simply an inaccuracy.
And this was for, I think there was two protective orders in this case. If I remember correctly, it was, oh no, it was just one, sorry. It was a 2017.
Yes, December 18th of 2017 to February 8th, 2019 is the information that I have.
Did anybody else look through the record? Is that right?
I
was just looking at the incident detail report, which is here.
Yep.
I see people listed. There's an arrest of a Jonathan Rivera, and then the appellant. Maybe I have my cases confused.
Not sure which case this is.
Oh yeah, right. She's circled as a victim.
Not sure if the protective order was issued from that case.
Oh, this is a different case. Okay.
She was a complaint in another one.
So my understanding is that the order was issued in regard to a case from Manchester.
Okay.
Not from a Middletown case.
Got you.
I'm not sure, and I believe there is a copy of redacted report from the Manchester Police Department somewhere in the packet.
Manchester has her as the complainant.
Sorry, what?
So Manchester has her as the complainant.
I believe there's multiple cases from the Manchester Police Department. I can look through and try to. That we have, you know, the information that I can provide in the packet can't include anything from NCIC or the Protective Order Registry, but I do have printouts from the Protective Order Registry that show that the Protective Order was issued. That's what our, that's why we cited it in our.
Everyone submits protective orders to the board. No one's ever said that before.
Okay.
Collect criminal history, absolutely. I'm not sure about that. So do you have a, well, first of all, she's not here, but do you have a protective order there with her as the subject?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so there's yeah. There are orders where she is the protected party, but there's also orders where she is the respondent.
Okay, and she said no on the form.
And she said no on the form.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's not here today.
Okay.
She's not here today.
I just wanted to clarify that.
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we find in favor of the issuing authority out of Middletown because of the appellant's failure to appear.
Second.
Motion made by the chief, seconded by Ms. Johnson due to the appellant's failure to appear.
And I have one comment.
Yes.
And to the sergeant, did you or anyone from Middletown call the appellant in and ask about this discrepancy?
I personally did not. I believe that the investigating officer did, and I think that's, I would need to check. That would be listed in this report. If he did or didn't, I'm not sure.
Well, regardless, it's always important to do that. Because often what may be inaccurate, there may be a good reason why they interpreted the question wrong improperly. They're not attorneys, give them a shot. Sometimes they are trying to hide it, but it's helpful to get a statement from them before we end up here. And sometimes we won't end up here.
According to this report, I did find this section. Officer Ortiz, who completed the background investigation, spoke with the appellant, confirmed the information was accurate and required no changes. He asked about the expired protective order related to her breach of peace arrest in Manchester. Explained why she did not disclose it. She explained that she was not aware of it, that she would have disclosed it, but did not remember ever being served the order. Regarding such breach of peace, she said it was dismissed. After completing domestic violence classes and community services.
The protective order often confuses, and legitimately confuses appellants, especially when cases are dismissed. And you see one part of that form that says you don't have to disclose dismissed or erased cases, and they either legitimately or not interpret that to mean anything related to the that case. Now, they do have to disclose the protective order, but some do not. That's why it's important to ask them, which sounds like you did.
We did attempt to do that, and in this case, the order was in place for, I think, over a year. Yeah, 417 days.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 12:04 p.m.